streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We just can't seem to catch a break, huh? So many rough fire seasons. But we made it through. And now there's another risk. All that charred soil and burnt vegetation can lead to floods and mud flow. I know, but you've got this too. And one way to get this is to get this, flood insurance. There's no rest for the West, but with flood insurance, you can rest assured that you're ready for whatever else nature throws at you. Protect the life you've built at floodsmart.gov/wildfires. We just can't seem to catch a break, huh? So many rough fire seasons. But we made it through, and now there's another risk. All that charred soil and burnt vegetation can lead to floods and mud flow. I know, but you've got this too. And one way to get this is to get this, flood insurance. There's no rest for the West, but with flood insurance, you can rest assured that you're ready for whatever else nature throws at you. Protect the life you've built at floodsmart.gov/wildfires.
The Volume.
The Three and Out podcast is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. There is no better place to bet every moment more than with FanDuel. With football ending, we have the NBA rolling, March Madness right around the corner, and my personal favorite, betting on the PGA Tour. I cannot recommend it enough. You get winnings fast, and winnings are also delivered in under 2 hours. It's a fun to combine multiple bets from the same game parlay, no big deal, NBA, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, that would be what I would do. If you are new, just download the FanDuel app. To get started now, sign up with promo code Colin so they know we sent you. What is going on, everybody? John Middlecoff, Three and Out podcast, back at it again. March 3rd, it's about 7 o'clock at night. This is the latest I haven't recorded any, so it's all going at night. Because I've been watching the NFL Combine for the last 5 hours, I have not moved from my desk beside to walk downstairs to grab my DoorDash, which was a yummy burrito. But other than that, I have been consuming the living you-know-what out of the NFL Combine. And we got a big show today, a lot of stuff on the NFL. I watched a ton of GM press conferences this week, wrote down a lot of different things that I saw. But I'm going to start with some takes on Kenny Pickett, which I think was a story of the day, Malik Willis, some of the Ohio State wide receivers, and then we will cover the NFL as we always do, which obviously this is the NFL, but I mean the draft prospects. At John Middlecoff is my Instagram page. Slide up into those direct messages. Get your question answered on the Friday podcast. We're moving it to the weekend. So the Middlecoff mailbag is going to take place on the weekend. That's how we do it here. So that's just the off season. It's just it's an easy one. And I like to give a little weekend content, you know, just a quick 20 minutes for anyone that needs something to listen to. Some of us, you know, go on walks, work out, take our kids to do stuff, and, you know, you need a little content in your ear. So I'm trying to provide that for you. You don't thank me, just thank me through listening. And I appreciate everyone. And yeah, let's dive into the combine. Okay. The story of the day, at least on Thursday, because anytime there is a big quarterback prospect, and Kenny Pickett, the quarterback from Pittsburgh, who I think, you know, boards are fluid right now, but when the final boards are set, I think he'll be the number one quarterback for the majority of NFL teams. Now, Malik Willis, if you watch the combine, you know, he's built like a running back, but he has a massive arm. He's like, I texted a buddy that's sitting, you know, in his team's box. I'm like, This guy's like Debo of quarterbacks because he looks like, he doesn't look like a quarterback, but he has a cannon. And he's definitely going to be number one on some boards, but he's a project. Kenny Pickett is much more in the Mac Jones camp in terms of plug and play, right? And here's the thing, and I say this all the time about the draft. The draft is a marketplace. It is an economic exercise. How does the real estate market work? If you're going to sell your house and you tell me, hey, John, I got three bedrooms, three baths, 2,700 square feet. Well, I'd go, look around your neighborhood. You want to price it? What are the other homes in your neighborhood that have similar square footage and similar rooms and baths selling for? And you go, well, this one sold for 800 grand a month ago. I'd say, well, price it 825. Let it rip. Now, the difference between real estate and the NFL is real estate is based on recent comps. No one cares what things were selling for 5 years ago, right? In the NFL, this is an analytical exercise of what the combine is. And when you get your hands measured and it measures in at 8.5, that is a massive red flag. And the media tells me that you got to believe in analytics. You got to believe in analytics. And the NFL has gone much more into analytics. And then I saw the media today on social media. Why do we care about hand size? Why do we care about hand size? You cannot have it both ways. That's not possible. If you believe in analytics, you have to red flag the small hands. Because when you look at Kenny Pickett's comps, you go, well, who else in the NFL at quarterback is playing with 8.5-inch hands? And the answer is nobody. And you go, okay, how many players, when's the last time a player with 8.5-inch hands has been in the NFL? It's been half a decade. Has there been any good players with 8.5-inch hands? And the answer is one. And his name was Michael Vick. Well, here's what I know about Michael Vick. He has nothing in common with Kenny Pickett. Kenny Pickett has an average arm. Michael Vick had a hose. Michael Vick was an elite athlete. Kenny Pickett's a solid athlete. But those Michael Vick and Kenny Pickett, as players, they don't parallel each other. Michael Vick was an anomaly even back then. So the guys with small hands that are playing in the league right now, there's three starting quarterbacks that have the smallest, that skew the smallest with their hand size. It's Jared Goff, it's Ryan Tannehill, and it's Joe Burrow. And they have 9-inch hands. And let's face it, when those guys were coming out, it was a concern. Now, Goff and Burrow went number one overall. So it's not a make or break thing. But if you're telling me to believe in analytics, and the NFL has trended much more toward analytics with progressive younger general managers, I'm telling you right now, this guy is going to drop in the draft. This is a major red flag to analytical people. This is a number that is going to stick out like a sore thumb. I tweeted this during the draft because DJ said before the second group of wide receiver, or I mean the combine, when the second group of wide receivers was about to run, he said, Rich, I think this has a chance to be the fastest group of wide receivers we've ever seen. And dudes were running 4.3s and 4.4s, and Olave ran a 4.2. Some other guy ran a 4.2, 5.2. And if you're fast, you should always run at the combine. Because fast guys run fast, and when that magnet is up in the draft room, it's hard to overlook. It's hard to see 4.25 and not be intrigued, right? It's hard when you're looking at a house and you see 4,000 square feet. You're like, oh, let's look at this one. It is a number that jumps out to you. And those wide receivers all helped themselves. Desmond Ridder today helped himself. Ran a 4.49. Now, I don't love Desmond Ridder. Now, granted, I've only watched him play a couple times. I know he was productive. I thought Rich or someone on the broadcast said that a scout compared him to Dak Prescott. Well, I'm not the biggest Dak Prescott guy. But when Desmond Ridder ran a 4.49 today, he helped himself out. That is a really good time at quarterback. That is something where you go, how many quarterbacks in the NFL are running 4.49? And you bring up the list, it's going to be some talented guys that are running fast, right? The Kyler Murrays of the world. That's a good thing. You can overcome average arm strength when you're an elite athlete. Well, Kenny Pickett, and you can tell me he played at Pitt and he put up really good numbers. And I think he's a solid player. But historically, before this quote-unquote quarterback inflation, a guy like Kenny Pickett, do you know where he's going in the draft? Probably in the third round. I would struggle to take him in the first round. And I'm telling you, the analytical group of general managers, and that is the new wave of these guys, are going to dock this guy. So you can't have it both ways. And the media loves having their cake and eating it too. Because everyone I saw on Twitter, like, why does anyone care? Well, you tell me nonstop to believe in the numbers, go for it on fourth down. Well, it's no different with the hand size. There's been one successful guy in the history of the league with 8.5-inch hands. And his name's Michael fucking Vick. Sorry, Kenny Pickett. Like, it's a problem. Now, he has a lot of other things going for him. He was a productive player. He's smart. He's a high character guy. All that stuff. So there's pros and cons. But, you know, the comp, when Trevor Lawrence was coming out, who was his comp? It was Andrew Luck. Right? When Kyler Murray was coming out, who was his comp? Russell Wilson. Kenny Pickett's comp is like, you know, he's kind of Mac Jonesy, and he's got small hands. I don't know, man. I'm just telling you, the NFL people are not going to love that. And then on the flip side, Malik Willis, who is clearly a physical talent, right? He looks like a running back, linebacker. He's got a massive arm. I mean, they were throwing these go routes. He was just throwing bombs. This guy's going to intrigue people. But for every project we find, right, for every Josh Allen type project, Trey Lance, a big project, not all these guys are going to work. Some of these guys are going to fail. I don't care how good your coaching is. Like, it's just not every project is going to become a star. So he's going to be a fascinating case. Because ultimately, you know, he's going to go in the top 50 picks. And when you take someone in the top 50 picks, even if he gets to sit his first year, like, there's just pressure on you to eventually play. So I'm intrigued to watch whoever takes him. He's going to be a guy, you know, everything. You saw that video that went viral today of him, like, giving a hat to a homeless guy. And it wasn't like a cheesy thing. Like, he had no clue he was being filmed. The person was like across the street in a coffee shop. But I think he's a fascinating prospect. I really do. And if I had a good infrastructure, if I was a GM and I had a good quarterback coach, if I had an older quarterback, I would want a guy like that to mold. If I was the Atlanta Falcons, you know, if I was the Carolina Panthers, and had, even if I could use Sam Darnold one more year and use this guy to mold, to me, he falls under that category. If Desmond Ridder, like I said, I mean, Dak Prescott, and then those two Ohio State wide receivers, I mean, one guy ran a 4.26. I asked one executive, I'm like, him or Ruggs coming out? One guy said Ruggs for sure, and the other said that Olave was a better overall player. Well, Henry Ruggs went 12th, right? So Olave, you run a 4.26, like, he's going in the top 20. And his teammate, who is the better player, and who DJ is comping to Justin Jefferson, like, Garrett Wilson's probably going to go in the top 10. He runs a 4.37. Like, it's not a great draft. I take Garrett Wilson in the top 10. Now, you could argue, because there are so many wide receivers, take a guy in the second round, take a lineman. And that's fine. I would always probably lean lineman before I took a wide receiver, because you can get A.J. Brown, DK Metcalf, Deebo Samuel, DeSean Jackson. We've seen a million sweet wide receivers go in the second round, historically, right? So you don't have to take a wide receiver early. But when you think you can get a guy who's a big impact guy, it is hard to pick, not pick him when you're like, I like this lineman. I don't love this lineman. I love Garrett Wilson. And the whole talk of the draft is why you have to balance not forcing need. So tonight was cool. You know, tonight was fun to watch the wide receivers and quarterbacks. And Kenny Pickett, I'm just telling you, it's a story. And it's not going to go away. And the Twitter can act like it doesn't matter. We just can't pretend like the combine matters. All these numbers matter. All the measurements matter. All the testing matters. There's a reason you do it. These people aren't just in Indianapolis for shits and giggles. It's fun. This isn't a vacation. This is what they're there for, to figure this out. And, you know, 8.5 is just small. Okay, where do we want to start? Rap Sheet talked about Lamar Jackson's contract. And I think a lot of people get consumed with, like, a guy's got to sign. We always do this. What, this guy's got to sign. He said that Lamar Jackson might be okay playing this year on his fifth-year option and then going the franchise tag route and then becoming a true free agent. Because knowing the Baltimore Ravens are not going to want to franchise him, right? Because it's such a huge cap hit. So if he could play out this year, have a Pro Bowl-type season, he will if he's healthy, he'll be fine. Everyone tries to tell other people what to do. If Lamar Jackson is comfortable playing on the fifth-year option, play on the fifth-year option. What is wrong with that? I know a lot of people in the NFL, because when you're a coach or a scout, you know, a lot of times, like, you'll be on a two-year contract or a three-year contract. And then after the first year or the second year,
they want to roll it over. So you just back to on a two-year contract. So they're always kind of in control of you. And at first, when you're young and new in the business, you just automatically do it because safety, security. And then the older you get, you realize like sometimes they start blocking you. You have other teams that want you. And you realize, man, I don't want to do this. I want to play it out. I want to bet on myself. I will always support people betting on themselves. Now, it's also a little different because he's his own agent. So some people argue, does he know what he's doing? Is he doing the right thing? I just know if he's comfortable with it, it's Lamar Jackson's decision. I just can't wait to watch him play. I'm someone that was not a big fan of him. And I wrote this on Twitter. I think I mentioned this earlier. Lamar Jackson's mistake at the combine is that he did not run the 40. Because if Lamar Jackson had ran the 40, there is no way on God's green earth that he falls to 32. I've been in these draft rooms. All these magnets on the wall. When there's a magnet with a guy that runs 4.28 or 4.31, it's just hard for them to stay there very long. And he had some flaws. But we've all watched Lamar Jackson play. If he ran a 40, he's running 4.26. So he just would have probably ended up going in the top 20. And he just would have made more money on this initial contract. Now, at the end of the day, it worked out for him. He ended up on the Ravens, a really good team. And he's in a good spot. But just something to think about.
Covington, Masvidal. The rivalry will be renewed this Saturday night. FanDuel Sportsbook making things even more exciting. This is awesome. Offering new customers 30-1 odds on either fighter, Covington or Masvidal. That's right. You can win $150 on a $5 bet. Sign up now. FanDuel Sportsbook. Use the promo code Colin. Pick the fighter. Get ready to win big. I'm going to take Colby Covington by decision over Masvidal in what should be a hell of a UFC 272 main event. FanDuel's quick and easy to get started. You get your winnings fast. Tons of different sports.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddy as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And bet types to wager on. It's a number one sports book in America. I love it. Don't miss your chance to cash in on one of the biggest fights of the year. Sign up, FanDuel Sportsbook. Promo code Colin, C-O-L-I-N. Use it today. 21 plus and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Indiana, and Louisiana. Permitted parishes only. Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 Arizona, 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat. Connecticut, 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Indiana, Jersey, and Virginia, 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana, 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan, 1-877-HOPENY or text HOPENY 467-369 in New York, Tennessee. Red line 1-800-889-9789 Tennessee. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia.
We just can't seem to catch a break, huh? So many rough fire seasons. But we made it through. And now there's another risk. All that charred soil and burnt vegetation can lead to floods and mud flow. I know, but you've got this too. And one way to get this is to get this flood insurance. There's no rest for the West, but with flood insurance, you can rest assured that you're ready for whatever else nature throws at you. Protect the life you've built at floodsmart.gov/wildfires.
Tax season can be taxing on your identity because all your personal information is all in one place, getting emailed, shared, and possibly exposed to identity thieves. Tax forms can be like one-stop shops for ID thieves, which means it can be dangerously easy to steal your identity. Protection against identity theft is easier with LifeLock by Norton. LifeLock by Norton helps monitor your information and alert you to potential identity threats. And if you do become a victim, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it during tax season and beyond. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can make sure your identity theft protection starts here. Join LifeLock today and save up to 25% off your first year by going to LifeLock.com/3andOut. That's LifeLock.com/3andOut for 25% off. That's LifeLock.com/3andOut.
Only at Metro by T-Mobile, you can upgrade to 5G and get more. More choices with the largest selection of free 5G phones, like the Samsung Galaxy A13 5G. And more 5G coverage on the T-Mobile network. Only at Metro. Most affordable versus major prepaid brands with eligible port ID and plan plus tax. 5G not available in some areas. If congested, users greater than 35 gigabytes per month may notice reduced speeds, and Metro customers may notice reduced speeds versus T-Mobile due to prioritization video at 480p.
The Eagle story. I remember last year, Nick Sirianni kind of got crushed for playing rock, paper, scissors. And he mentioned in his press conference that he kind of got made fun of for that. But he's like, whether it's cheesy or not, I'm trying to gain some sort of advantage when I'm around a guy, i.e. all these players that are coming through. Every single guy that comes through, I just want, if we can gain 2% more of knowledge of his competitive nature, that is a win for me and us. And so this year, he brought a mini hoop. And the first thing you do when you walk into their room, and the way it works at the combine is they're like, it's like connected to this railroad. If you've never been to Indianapolis, you know, it's a smaller city, still relatively big, but it's all connected by these ups, you know, there are all these, you know, connected bridges that like humans walk through. It's like a huge convention town. And you never have to go outside, no matter what hotel you're staying at. And it all leads, you ultimately can walk all the way to the stadium. And next to the stadium is this hotel that has railroad cars for hotel rooms. It's where the players stay. So all the players that come, they stay in these railroad cars. And, you know, like a, you know, like it's just like a stretch of train, and it's all broken down individually into rooms. And in those rooms, there are like meeting rooms, and you put all the teams there. So the players just walk out of the room and they go team to team. So you walk into this meeting room and you meet with the Patriots, you meet with the Eagles, you meet with whatever. And when you meet with the Eagles, they have a mini hoop. And the first thing they ask you to do is play horse, basically, best of five, you know, or best of who can hit the first five shots, you versus Sirianni. And Sirianni gave this example of when Gardner Minshew came to the Colts, and in the Colts facility, they must have, you know, a basket, a normal, you know, NBA level 10-foot hoop. And he said, we played horse and I beat him the first time. And Minshew was pissed and he was in a suit. And he's like, he ripped off his suit and tie. He's like, can I go shirtless so I can play you a round two? And Sirianni's like, sure. And he's like, I could tell this guy kind of wanted it. And he's like, a couple years later, look, I go to Howie. I'm like, I want to help get him on our team. So you can gain these knowledge. Like, yeah, is rock, paper, scissors kind of stupid, or shooting on the mini hoop kind of stupid. But here's what I did take away from that. I do respect doing anything humanly possible to gain, is this guy competitive? Because ultimately, once the season starts, you're all in a bunker together. And does the guy have competitive nature like he's George Kittle? Or does he have a competitive nature like he's Kyler Murray and just kind of over it? Are you ready to go to war with this guy? Like, you know, he is Tom Brady or, you know, Mike Evans or, all, you know, Jason Kelce or Travis Kelce? Or are you going to get one of those guys like Amari Cooper? Like, yeah, I'm kind of too cool for school. I'm not really into it right now. Because the ultimate goal of this sport is obviously to win Super Bowls, but it's to win playoff games and to win big games. And you need to find out about that. And let's face it, there is no way that you perfectly can find out about it. You won't truly know. You can study the film. You can scout the college. You can ask all the questions to people at the university. But until you're around the guy, especially at that level, once you start getting paid, you never know till you got him. So you should do everything humanly possible to uncover every single rock to find out, is this guy a war daddy? Can I go to battle with this guy? Will this guy go to battle with me? Will this guy not tap out? And I respect it. It's a little unconventional. It's a little cheesy. But sometimes, you know, if you have to be cheesy to gain an advantage in your industry, shit, I'll be cheesy right now. I'll say something cheesy if it'll get me 50,000 more listeners. You know, I don't care. And I understand it. Because I didn't really understand the rock, paper, scissors. But when I heard him talk about it in the mini hoop, I was like, okay, I kind of get it. I definitely kind of get it. Another story this week is on Amari Cooper. And I was around Amari Cooper when he came to the Raiders. And I was a huge Amari Cooper fan out of Alabama. Who wasn't? Fantastic route runner, productive player, very talented. But there's just something with him that leaves you wanting more. It feels in a weird way for a guy that's very productive like he's an underachiever. And all the stories out of the combine is they're going to trade him or they're going to cut him. If he will not take a pay cut. They're not paying him $20 million a year. And I understand if you're Steven and you're Jerry and you're Mike McCarthy and you just, you know, this season they were really good and coming down the stretch. It just sometimes it feels like Amari Cooper's not really that into it. And it's hard. If you're paying Amari Cooper $12 million, who cares? He's good enough that you don't worry about it. But when you start paying him premium dollars and you play in these big games and you feel like, you know, is he all in? Can we go to quote-unquote football war with this guy? Because if we can't, then, you know, we need to use this money. We need to allocate these resources somewhere else. I was listening to Howie this week, and he had a good point. He's like, every single team here has the same amount of resources. We just choose to allocate them differently, right? Obviously, coming into, like, the Rams no longer have picks. The Eagles have 3 picks. But everyone starts at the same baseline. The Rams just chose to allocate their resources 2 picks for Matt Stafford, 2 picks for Jalen Ramsey. The Eagles chose to trade back in the draft and accumulate more picks. Every single team has the same amount of money to spend on the salary cap. You can choose to pay Amari Cooper $20 million. You can choose to pay Matt Stafford $45 million. You can choose to do whatever you want with your resources. But don't get it twisted. Every team in the league has the same exact resources. The reason the Giants have 2 picks is because the Bears chose last year to use their another first-round pick to go up and get Justin Fields. Now, ultimately, you're judged on how you allocate those resources. And that, to me, is the most fascinating time or a part of this time of year. How you're going to allocate your free agent resources, how you're going to allocate your draft resources. And, you know, the best GMs separate themselves when they're doing that. Look at Dave Gettleman As you, I don't know if you saw today, but Saquon Barkley is on the block. And the going rate right now for Saquon Barkley is a fourth round pick. Now, granted, he got hurt, and he has not been the same since, right? But they used the number two overall pick on a running back. Number two overall pick on a running back. And now his going rate, whatever, 4 years later, or 3 years later, 4 years later, 3 years later, is a fourth round pick. Because part of it is like, well, he's going to be up for a contract soon. He's not even that good anymore. Like, that is poor. That is a very, very poor job of allocating resources. That is dumb. That is bad business. That's stupidity. It's like when the Jaguars took, and Leonard Fournette became a good player on the Bucs. They use a fourth overall pick on the guy. Like, you can't do that. That's dumb organizations for smart organizations. And, you know, Amari Cooper, I give the Cowboys credit. Like, hey, man, we're not paying you $20 million. That's not going to fly. Now with that, you know, laissez-faire effort. But that's who Amari Cooper is. I mean, it's part of why Gruden, you know, he's a weird player. I like him, but I don't. Arizona, they obviously extended Cliff Kingsbury and Steve Keim. I don't think they really had a choice. They were just, I mean, what are they going to do? I mean, you could have justified firing them. But I think an underrated part about being an NFL owner, the last thing in a million years you want to do, if you don't have to, like the Giants had no choice, right? The Jags had no choice. Certain teams have no choice. But, you know, the Cardinals ultimately won 11 games. You don't want to go on a coaching search and a GM search. Do you know what a pain in the ass that is? We talk about the draft being a 50-50 proposition, right? You never truly know until you get them. Imagine what coaching and general manager hiring is. You know, I think this guy interviewed great. I think this guy's going to be a great head coach. And then he bombs. That happens all the time. So if you're an owner and you feel comfortable, you're like, you know, I trust these guys. Especially Steve Keim. You know, I feel comfortable with him as my general manager. It's easy to lean on the side. Yeah, I'll just extend him. At least the status quo, you know, we're competitive. I've seen this team when I was young and my dad and the franchise be a joke. I get it. But I would also say to those guys, I would entertain trading Kyler Murray. I would short Kyler Murray because we know the Washington football team has called every single team in the league. I don't blame them. The Washington football team is desperate. You know, it's weird because right now no one works. I'm fascinated by all these people that didn't go back to work, which I'm all for. Like, if you leave a job you hate, even if it was forced because of COVID or you got sent home, you know, right, to work from home and you realize you hate the job, I've been there, done that. I went on, started my own thing. I have nothing but respect for anyone that wants to do that. But obviously, not every single person can be an entrepreneur, right? Eventually, some of these people got to go back to work. What are all these people doing? I know when I was out of work the first time when I got fired in the NFL, I spent like 3 months just super desperate, calling, emailing, doing everything humanly possible to try to get jobs in like three different industries, right? I was just relentless. I was desperate. You know, that's kind of feels like the football team right now. They got no quarterback. They have no hope in sight of getting a quarterback. There are no quarterbacks in this draft, and they just feel desperate. So they're calling every single team. It's like, oh, they called the Chiefs about Mahomes. Rivera was with Andy Reid at the Madden thing. Like, I doubt that was as serious as it sounds, but I wouldn't put it past him. You know, they did have a weird end of the season. But what are they supposed to do? Just not call anybody? Keep their fingers crossed? You might as well. You got nothing to lose. It's like when you don't have a job, you got nothing to lose. You got to do something. You eventually got to pay the bills. Like Ron Rivera eventually needs someone to throw some touchdowns. Because if he can't get a quarterback, he's going to be out of a job. And his head coaching career is going to be over. It'll be done. He'll never be a head coach again. This is his last shot. So Arizona, like, could you get Ron Rivera to trade you 3 ones and 2 twos? And sign like Marcus Mariota and just kind of figure it out.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HEARD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HEARD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Reload your team. Now, obviously, Kyler Murray is better than Marcus Mariota. But if I get 3 ones and 2 twos, knowing that the Washington football team would pay Kyler Murray and almost like shorting Kyler Murray, like you see his attitude, see he's not that into it. That was when he was trying to get paid. That was his attitude. Now you pay him. Maybe he won't even care. Maybe the football team will win 6-7 games. All of a sudden, you're getting good picks. And Kingsbury, with a spread offense, could you win with Marcus Mariota? I would be asking myself that right now, because now I got some job security and clearly the owner's not that big on him. I would be entertaining that move because you know the football team. And even if Ron Rivera didn't love Kyler Murray, I'd call the owner. I'd call Snyder and say, hey, man, I got something for you. I wanted to bounce something off you. Sit down for this one, buddy, because I got something that might intrigue you. The Dolphins. Chris Greer, the Dolphins general manager, said that the door is shut. I think that's his, yeah, it's exact quote. The door is shut on Deshaun Watson. I think the Dolphins are an underrated, just kind of consistent clown show. Like, it's just, what a weird, bizarre franchise. I mean, seriously, what just a weird place. And I went to Miami for the first time a couple years ago for the Super Bowl. It was awesome. It was really cool. Loved the city. But something is just off with that place. And I don't believe this guy for a second because I don't think it's his call. Now, I don't know if the owner likes Deshaun Watson or not, but the owner's going to do whatever the hell he wants to do. He's been consistently doing that now since he's owned the team. So Chris Greer, Mike McDaniel, you guys have no juice. If the owner wants Deshaun Watson can be on the team. It's like I said, if I was Arizona, I would call Dan Snyder. If I was Arizona and I wanted to get a bunch of picks, I'd call the Dolphins. Hey, man. Hey, Steven, I got something for you. Wanted to bounce something off you. Just a franchise that just feels, what an underachieving franchise. It's really just a bizarre place. Something about the Miami Dolphins, who when I was a kid, I mean, they were a really big deal, obviously with Dan Marino. And before I was born, you know, with the Shula, the undefeated team, and they were awesome in the 70s. good in the 80s. I mean, the 90s, Marino's doing movies with Jim Carrey. They were a really, really big deal. And now they kind of feel irrelevant. It's kind of crazy.
Are you looking for the hottest gambling advice out there? Check out the Moneyline Monaco podcast, powered by FanDuel. Every weekday, our guy Alex Monaco will give you his best bets, including game picks, props, same game parlays, and much more. Monaco is in another groove and has won nearly 60% of his bets all time. So don't miss your chance to make some money by downloading the Moneyline Monaco wherever you get your podcasts, only on the Volumes Podcast Network.
At Metro by T-Mobile, we're giving you more.
I got the powerful iPhone 11 for $49.99 when I switched to Metro. As a film student, the iPhone 11 ultra-wide camera was just what I needed to help my movie come to life. And I was able to upload it super quick on my way to class just before the deadline.
Switch now and get the iPhone 11 for $49.99, all with the power of the T-Mobile network. That's how you get more, only at Metro. With eligible port ID and plan plus tax, price via instant rebate and $50 virtual prepaid card after third month payment.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go! Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Mr. Trubisky. This is a story that's been making its rounds this week. Sometimes I just don't understand things. You know, when people work in public jobs and they fail, like really spectacularly fail, and it goes really, really poorly, if you just go away for a little bit, just disappear off the radar, or even are still on the radar but are doing something different, somehow your value comes back without you doing anything. It's really kind of nuts, right? It happened to John Gruden. John Gruden was run out of Tampa. It was a disaster. Couldn't have gotten any worse. And he quit coaching, went to Monday Night Football. And all of a sudden, probably 5 years into Monday Night Football, every single team for the next 5 years is trying to hire him. Colleges, pro teams, teams were doing everything humanly possible to get their hands on John Gruden. Even though if you just peel back the onion and you look, well, what was it like as a coach, not as a broadcaster? Like, he was not good at the end in Tampa. Yet everyone forgot about it. Every single person. Even I kind of did. I was like, ah, shit, I'd hire Gruden. Shit, Tennessee, USC, the Colts, the Raiders. Gruden's going to kick ass, take names. Then he comes back, and it feels like, you know, John Gruden was pretty overhyped. John Gruden was definitely overhyped. I remember thinking, like, we're going to get the offensive version of Bill Parcells, and it was nothing like that. It was, for the most part, a disaster. And I'm not even talking about before he got fired or whatever. I'm just talking about the on-the-field product, his moves, his just team. It underwhelmed. It really did. And I think Mitch Trubisky, who we literally watched for 4 years on the Chicago Bears, is just not that good at football. And I saw Brandon Bean, who had a really good press conference, and he was asked about him. And he brought up his character. And he basically said, like, you know, I'd let my, and this is a, you know, scouting term, like, you know, they say they'd, everyone in the program says he's a type guy you'd want your daughter to marry. When someone says that, he's a type guy you want your daughter to marry, that's just like premium character, right? That's just like high level salt of the earth, doesn't get any better as a human being. And everyone's like, Mitch Trubisky. No one ever questioned Mitch Trubisky's character. Mitch Trubisky was known as a good, high-level guy. I know, obviously, new people in Chicago. They loved the guy. His work ethic, how hard he tried. He did not fail from lack of effort, lack of trying, lack of, you know, character. He failed because his physical tools, he's not an accurate passer. He's not a natural thrower of the ball. He doesn't have accurate touch on basic NFL routes between certain coverages. He's just not a very good quarterback. And I do think he found his role as like a $3, $4 million backup. Yet there are people on social media and the buzz of the combine is like, there might be a market for Mitch Trubisky to be a starting quarterback. If Mitch Trubisky is your starting quarterback in 2022, your team is not going to be very good. Mainly because he's not very good at playing quarterback. He's a good guy. He's good in press conferences. He's good in the whole thing. He's just not a very good player, which is normal. There aren't a lot of good quarterbacks. He actually is much more normal than an outlier. The outliers are Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Deshaun Watson, right? Those Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, those guys are outliers. Most quarterbacks that come in the NFL are Mitch Trubisky. Not very good. There's nothing wrong with that. And Mitch could have a 10-year career making $4 or $5 million. He could rack up another $50 million. He goes to start. The worst thing you can do when you're a backup quarterback is play. Because the moment you start playing, you get exposed. And the moment you get exposed, the quicker we run you out of the league. Because, you know, people like me, we start talking shit about you in the sense that you're not good enough. Obviously, what I say doesn't necessarily matter, but I mean, all the fans know, definitely the GMs, and definitely the coaches know. Chase Daniel never has to play. That's how he keeps cashing them checks. He doesn't get on the field. He's smart. He avoids the hard part of the position, aka playing. He just studies, good teammate, mentors. It's a good move. I saw John Schneider. You see, a lot of these GMs and coaches, they talk at the main press conference at the combine, and then they also, but anyone can go to that. But then they also throw their guys a bone, like they will go to just, they gather all the local guys and they kind of go off to the side and they just kind of get into the nitty gritty. And I saw John Schneider did that with the Seattle guys. And that one of the Seattle guys asked him about Russell Wilson and the trade. And John just kind of said, well, anytime a rumor comes out, like last year when the rumor came out about the four teams, my phone blows up. This year, the trade deadline, my phone blows up. Obviously, the start of this offseason, my phone blows up. I'm not calling anybody, but they're all calling me. And he's like, you know, I have to listen. It's my job, but we don't intend on trading him. If Russell Wilson wants to get traded, I've been saying this over and over and over again. All he has to do is put out the bat signal. I want out. I think they'll trade him. They keep saying they don't want to trade him, and they don't. Because as of right now, he hasn't said he doesn't want to be there. But if he forces his way out, I do think these guys would be open to move him just because they're kind of tired of the drama. Now, is that the right football move? No. Can they ever improve on Russell Wilson? No. But if he comes out and has a distinct NBA level, I do not want to play here, the offers they would get would be stupid. I mean, I think the Eagles would offer him three first-round picks this year, one next year, a two, and Jalen Hurts. You can reset your entire franchise. And if you're John Schneider, you plan on being there for another decade. So it's kind of in Russell's hands. Because clearly the league thinks something weird is going on. Because he didn't say anything in this trade deadline, and John said his phone started blowing up on the trade deadline. So it's just a bizarre situation to watch. And I've been saying forever, like, it's hard to trade the best player in the history of franchise. I agree. But if I'm John and he just makes it like, bro, I do not want to be here anymore. I'm not going to re-sign here long-term. And you can get some sweet offers of like four first-round picks and a two and just a quarterback to hold you over. It would cross my mind. But last but not least, just watching a lot of these general manager press conferences, one thing is key or clear in this league, which I think is very key just moving forward. And I think most, you know, basketball, baseball have done this too. You need general, like the day and age of meathead GMs that can't handle press conferences, can't be good spokesmen for your team. Same goes for coaches. It's kind of done. You know, listen, Belichick doesn't speak in press conferences because he doesn't care. It's not because he's not smart and articulate. right? You have to be able to get up in front of a press conference and represent the team now more than ever with social media, with the power of YouTube. And I saw so many general managers, especially a lot of the young guys, that could just get up there and hold their own. They were comfortable. I thought the Giants guy is really impressive for a guy, you know, who's like my age, like 36, 37 years old, first time GM, and just gets up there and kind of can hold court. You know, it's just like, you know, this is what you want. And this is what they did not have with Dave Gettleman. You know, you have to, you know, not even necessarily quote unquote look the part, but you got to be able to handle the part. And a lot of these questions are coming fast and furious. All the questions are on your quarterback and moves. And you got to be able to be personable, but also like balance the cliches to not give too much, but also kind of give the media enough where they're not on your back. You know, I thought a lot of these guys, you know, maybe it's just going to be a younger generation. We've grown up just watching more of this. We just know it matters probably now more than ever. I just think that a lot of the new age general managers are going to be much more equipped, because forever, a large part of my life, like in the 90s or the 2000s, sometimes a guy would get a job and he'd have no shot. He couldn't communicate. You get him in front of the press, you'd put a camera in front of it, and it was like, what the hell is this? And maybe he was a good coach. Maybe he was schematically pretty good, but he couldn't communicate. Maybe communicate with his players or not, but if you can't communicate with your fans, the people literally paying for everything, even if you're not giving them that much, you're going to get run out of town quicker. So the better you can be in front of a microphone, and again, the bar's not that high. You don't need to be Bill Parcells, you know, and you don't, but you can't be Bill Belichick. Like that is never going to happen again. That's not going to be allowed, because there's never going to be a coach that won 6 Super Bowls. Like that's over. He could act like that. One, he's from a completely different generation. And then by the time everything changed with, you know, social media and just press conferences and the importance of them, he had so much equity, it didn't matter. But you can't act like that now. Those days are done. And I bet sometimes these GMs don't want to, you know, always talk, or part of it is you got to play the game a little bit. It's like, I'm critical of Brandon Staley because I think he plays the game too hard. But I think he knows what he's doing, because he's a smart guy. I actually watched him a little bit with Pat McAfee, and it was like, I felt like he was talking normally. I'm like, Staley, why don't you talk like this normally? And part of it is, I bet Pat is just much, part of when you're in front of the big J's, you know, you can play the big J's like a fiddle. You know, it's so predictable what they'll eat up and what they'll love and what they'll hate. So you can just play him like a fiddle, and he does. But he was with Pat, and he just acted like a normal guy. It was the first time I ever saw him like, Brandon Staley can just not be a robot. It was like, you know, if Russell Wilson could just talk like Tom Brady, like, oh, he's just talking like a normal guy. But Russell can't. Brandon, I think I saw a glimpse. I was like, oh, I think I actually might kind of like this version. But then I saw him with Schrager, and he's a little cheesy. But that was NFL Network, because he knows, you know, a lot more people. Well, actually, I mean, a lot of people were watching McAfee too, but it's a lot of dudes and bros. You know, NFL Network maybe thinks it's a different crowd. But so there's a balance of it. But I do think that that's something that's very, very important to the, obviously, the owners and the team presidents. I need a good spokesman, because we're always selling. This is such a big business. If you turn on CNBC in the morning, you know, depending on the day, obviously the last couple weeks has been like war stuff with Ukraine, but in normal times, they have on just different CEOs of different companies, right? Anyone listening to this that's in the finance world, like I tell you CNBC, you like laugh at me, you guys watch Bloomberg TV or whatever. I'm not, you know, it's like a little background noise, keep it basic, my finances, and they'll have on CEOs. And sometimes there'll be a CEO and you're just like, God, this guy is not very good on the camera, which is just not ideal. You just want to get the guy leading your company, whether it's, you know, the boss, whether it's the head coach, whether it's the GM, they can just handle themselves right in front of a camera. And no one's looking for perfection. You don't need to have some, you know, you don't need to be Sean McVay, be able to host a podcast. And, you know, he's the best case, or Tomlin, but you do need to have some shit to you. You do need to be able to like crack a couple jokes. Like, does Andy love doing press conferences? Probably not. You know, but does he understand, you know, it's part of the game? And does he know how to throw a couple zingers to keep everyone laughing and enjoy it? Yes. It's not that complicated. And luckily, like I said, I think the NFL is lush with a lot of these guys, especially the younger crew of getting these GMs that get it. And like I said, the analytical movement of all these GMs and all these young guys, all these measurements and times and broad jumps, that is analytics. So when you see a guy had a 40-inch vert or a 20-inch vert or whatever, any of these things that they're doing that has a, you know, a quantitative, you know, number next to the activity, right? Vert, broad jump, 40, three cone, whatever. That is analytics. And that is used to comp everything. No different than the real estate and the square footage. And I just don't, I don't understand why people don't get that. And I you know, listen to Daniel Jeremiah's podcast the last couple of weeks. There's obviously, there was an attack on the combine. Like people wanted to, you know, basically cancel the combine. The combine has a lot of value. Like it is valuable to watch Garrett Wilson be the best wide receiver on the field in a loaded wide receiver draft. It's valuable to watch Carson Strong, who's kind of a throwback quarterback from Nevada that can't really move, have a massive arm and see that in person. If you and I, let's say, are prospects at the University of Washington and we're second, third round, I'm a DB and you're a wide receiver and we have our pro day and the pro day is about to happen. Well, there might be four other pro days going on that day. Ohio State may have one, you know, Florida might have one, and Texas A&M might have one. I'm not going to get every decision maker at my pro day. I don't even care if I'm at Alabama or Ohio State. Now, I'm going to get more at those, but regardless, it's going to be spread out. And some guys don't travel. It's just, it's hectic time. The combine is literally the one time when every single GM and every single head coach, beside McVay and Kyle Shanahan, are there. Every single one. And every scout, every assistant GM, they're all sitting there watching you work out. Have you ever interviewed? You know, if you want to interview, you'd be like, who do you want to interview? The boss? The guy making the decision? Any salespeople listening to this? Like, who do they teach you to go to? The gatekeeper? The decision makers? You never want to talk to someone that's not a decision maker. Why? Because you're wasting your time. That's why you always butter up the gatekeeper, right? Which, any all you guys that recommended Dope Sick, you know, if you want to get to the doctor to sell them that Oxycontin, you got to go through the secretary. So, you know, give her some flowers. You give her a mani-pedi. You take care of her. That's business 101. If you want to get to someone with a secretary, you butter up the secretary. Or, I mean, you got to go through the gatekeeper, and that's usually the gatekeeper, right? Well, decision makers, right? There is no gatekeeper. If I'm, you know, a player and trying to get a hold of Mike Tomlin, like I got to call the office, go, Mike Tomlin's sitting there watching me play or run around. Name me a better interview in the history of America than what happens at the combine. They already know you. They already have the information, and then they get to watch you work out. Sounds like a pretty good gig to me. Sounds like a pretty good deal. People always talk shit about the combine. And listen, is it a little... I also think props to Roger Goodell. Put that thing at night. I mean, what a genius move. Is there a chance that the NFL combine is going to outrate the NBA games tonight? Because I think there is. I would imagine that the NFL combine in primetime is going to do an outrageous rating. When you just factor it in, it's people running around in shorts and t-shirts. Think about that. If a couple million people watch people run around in shorts and t-shirts, the power of the NFL is just really is mind-blowing. If it gets like 100,000, then maybe I'm just a nerd and I was watching it with not many people. But I doubt that's the case. I would expect this number... We'll see if it gets Brooklyn-Miami Heat. What did the combine or Brooklyn-Miami Heat? What event had more eyeballs? Fascinating to watch. Appreciate everyone listening, battling through. Still on the mend here with my throat. Bronchitis, no big deal. Battle through. Didn't miss one podcast. See everyone later. Subscribe to the pod. Share with your friends. Grassroots. Have a great weekend. Peace.
Volume. We just can't seem to catch a break, huh? So many rough fire seasons. But we made it through. And now there's another risk. All that charred soil and burnt vegetation can lead to floods and mud flow.
I know, but you've got this too. And one way to get this is to get this, flood insurance. There's no rest for the West, but with flood insurance, you can rest assured that you're ready for whatever else nature throws at you. Protect the life you've built at floodsmart.gov/wildfires.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.